Winnipeg, good morning. It's fantastic Friday. Time for the best and baddest program on the radio station here this morning. Let's go.
This is CKUW 95.9 FM, streaming at ckuw.ca. We hope you've enjoyed listening to us, and stay tuned. CKUW is managed by the Winnipeg Campus Community Radio Society in accordance with CRTC and Industry Canada rules and regulations. As a not-for-profit radio station, CKUW is a member of the National Campus Community Radio Association and adheres to their statement of principles to provide an alternative voice. CKUW operates on a frequency of 95.9 MHz on the FM band with 450 watts effective radiated power, or ERP. Our transmitter is located at 7 Evergreen Place in Osborne Village. Programming originates from our downtown studios at the University of Winnipeg in Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada. We would like to hear from you and welcome your ideas to improve listening, which will be heard on CKUW in years to come. Address your comments and suggestions to CKUW 95.9 FM, room 4CM11, 515 Portage Avenue, Winnipeg, Manitoba, R3B2E9. You can call 204-786-9782 or email us at ckuw@uwinnipeg.ca. This is Victoria King speaking for the Board of Directors, staff, and volunteers of CKUW 95.9 FM. Thank you for listening and stay tuned for more great community radio.
I almost laughed myself to death. My life has been one great big joke. A dance that's walked, a song that spoke. I laugh so hard, I nearly choke when I think about myself. 70 years in these folks' world, the child I works for calls me girl. And I say, yes, ma'am, for working's sake. I'm too proud to bend, too poor to break. I laugh so hard, my stomach ache when I think about myself. My folks can make me split my side. I laugh so hard I nearly died. The tales they tell sound just like lying. They grow the fruit beneath them. I laugh so hard, I start to cry when I think about myself and the little children. But then we wear the mask. They grins and lies. It shades our chins, our eyes. This debt we pay to human guile. With torn and bleeding hearts, we smile and mouth myriad subtleties. Why should the world be overwise in counting all our tears and sighs? Nay, let them only see while we wear the mask. We smile, but oh my God, our tears to thee from tortured souls arise. And we sing, but oh, the clay is vile beneath our feet and long the mile. But let the world think otherwise. We wear the mask. My fathers sit on benches. Their flesh count every plank. The slats leave dents of darkness deep in their withered flank, and they knock like broken candles, all waxed and burnt profound. They say, but sugar, it was our submission that made your world go round. They laugh to shield their crying. They shuffle their dreams. They step and fetch the country and wrote the blues and screams.
Darling, all the energy companies who are ripping off what's left of the reservations. I learned a safety rule. I don't know who to thank. Don't stand between the reservation and the corporate bank. They'll send in federal tanks. It isn't nice, but it's reality. Bury my heart. Pretty. court, spies. We get the liars by the fire, and we get the FBI's. They lie in court and get nailed, and still Peltier goes off to jail. Don't match the gun. Bury my heart and wounded knee. The names of the reservation. Bury my heart and wounded knee.
I pray for a day like today, bright and shining, soca glory. Everyone with a flag and a smile on their face. Lordy daddy, of every creed and race, Lord. Phenomenal, the lovely atmosphere. Ooh, ooh. If the Lord is our shepherd, who shall be fear? Ay, 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 the party start.
Yes, the party starts on here. Coming to you all the way from University of Winnipeg in downtown Winnipeg. On 40th Avenue, 515 40th Avenue, come up to the 4.5 floor Manitoba Centennial Hall, and you'll find us up there. Last week, open to Bona, Tim Tolan, Tim Victoria, Dr. T.M. John, who's here whenever here. Also here at times is Princess Rachel, but always here at this time is Princess Catherine, soon to be a queen.
Friday morning from 6 a.m. to 8 a.m. every Friday morning.
With blessed respect to truth and reconciliation, this is our observation.
We have an upcoming piece from Ottawa regarding the National Day for Truth and Reconciliation. And they have an elder speaking about remembering the children. Stay tuned for that.
Give love to all those children who did not make it home, to the children who are now adults and elders who are here with us that made it home from residential schools, to all those of residential school survivors who returned home but are no longer here with us. Let us put our heart, our spirit, our mind, and our voice together as one to remember, to show love, and to say thank you to the Creator as we say Miigwech Kishiminado, Kichimiigwech, Miigwech Kinakego, Miigwech Kokomistabikisis, Miigwech Mishomiskisis, Kichimiigwech, Jojoaki. Niboksendam Unche Nongom Kishiminado. Nibok sendam Zagiedwin Bimadzwin Ashish Mashkawi Wizin. And Creator, the Great Spirit, we lift our hearts to you and our voice. We thank you for bringing us here today together as one. As we honor our ancestors and the first ancestors of this land, we honor the ancestors of all Indigenous peoples from coast to coast to coast on this beautiful land of Turtle Island. Creator, we thank you for blessing us with our grandmother, the moon, and our grandfather, the sun, and our mother, the earth. Creator, my prayer for all who are here and the blessings. Keep everyone safe. Bless the survivors. And let them know, those that are in the spirit world and those who are here, we hold them in our heart with love, Zagieduin. We hold them in our heart with kindness. We hold them in our heart with respect. And Creator, we thank you. We thank you for hearing this prayer.
Hey everyone, I'm Jess Turner. Make sure you listen to Fantastic Fridays on CKUW 95.9 FM every Friday morning, 6 a.m. till 8 a.m. That's way too early for me. Okay, thanks. Bye.
What you want him to. Love ain't nobody's angel child, and he won't pay any mind to you. One man gives me his diamond stud, and I won't give him a cigarette. One man treats me like I was mud, and all I got that man can get. That's love.
He don't do what you want.
For me, and I'm taboo. But if your heart to get a go for you, and if I do, then you are through, boy. My baby, that's the end of you.
The end of you.
So take your cue, boy. Don't say I didn't tell you true.
She told
you truly, if I love. That's the end of you.
You for me, and I'm taboo. But if your heart can get a for you, and if I do, then you are through. You are my baby, that's the end of you.
Thanks, a lot. It sure is nice to be where I can see so many friends of mine. How've I been doing? How've I been doing? If you really want to know the truth, I'm doing fine. 17 decisions in a row, and only 5 on points. The rest were all KO. Jackson and Johnson, Murphy and Bronson, one by one they come, and one by one to dreamland they go. How's it done? You ask me, how's it done? I've got a trainer man who taught me all I know. Sure feels good to have him in my corner. Hear his voice so soft and low. Remember, big boy, you must remember. Stand up and fight until you hear the bell. Stand toe to toe, trade blow for blow. Keep punching till you make them punches tell, and show that crowd what you know. Until you hear that bell, that final bell, stand up and fight like hell.
I would like to say hello to everybody out there on Core Area, everybody at Rosberg House, where I grew up with and worked there. And I would like to say hello to everybody at Vineyard and everybody at Salome Mission and everybody in Weiwei Sikapo and to my little newborn son Neil.
You won your wars, you laid down your sword and gave me the weapon. You say
This is fusion, not confusion. Love it up. Nono. Nakai.
For granted, you mean so much to me, please understand it. Cause I got mad love for you. 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 Cause I got mad love for you.
I've got mad love for you, mama. You brought me into this world. I've got mad love for you, father. You taught me to persevere. Even though I know I don't say
still listening to CKUW 95.9 FM. We're down in weekend. This is Fantastic Friday with Ross Required, Prince of Bona, Prince of Jerusalem, Prince of Joy, Dr. T. M. John is here but never here. Sometimes here is Princess Rachel, but always here at this time is Princess Catherine, making sure we in, out, and round about. Boom!
In Winnipeg, you're listening to my favorite radio show, Fantastic Fridays, every Friday, 6 a.m. to 8 a.m. on CKUW 95.9 FM.
This is for my city dwellers, my storytellers, my soundscapers, music makers, and my dreamers of dreams. This is for the beat layers, the street sayers, the graph writers, and the painters. This is for the crate keepers, the image freezers, the lens seekers, and the photogs. This is for the spinners, the rewinders, drop the needle, pull it back, and come againers. This is for the movers, the body users, the kinetic acrobatic defying gravity provers. This is for the filmmakers, the actors, the activators, my sculptors, and my cans. Sprayers. This is for the da-da-dubbers, the dancers, the scribers, the scholars. This is for the freestylers, my improvisers, my poetical, lyrical, spiritual vocalizers. This is for my speechifiers, for the visionaries, for the bridge builders, the chain breakers, the power takers. This is for the door crashers, my drum beaters, the call to action taker to the streeters. For my behind the sceners, my planners, my finders, our on task and right on timers. For our organizers, our survivors, our motivators, and our strivers. This is for the uplifters and uprisers. This is for you, our ancestors. This is for you, our people blessers, our children, for our vision, for our villages, our hoods, our nations, our truths. This is for our culture, for our generation. This is for our creator and our creation. This is for our inner being and our outer, for our say it louder, big and prouder. This is for the art, for the word. This is for the sound. This is for the power.
On the desk of a do-rag congressman, they don't know shit about the issue. They just pick up a phone and ask advice. Is there a senator out in Indian country? Is there some darling of some energy company? Is every Canadian getting rich off every reservation? I learned a safety rule. I don't know who to thank. You got your corporations and federal banks. They send in army tanks. That ain't right. It's reality. Bury my heart at wounded knee. Deep in the earth, cover me with pretty lights. Bury my heart into marble me. Tell me more lies. Who can feel me? Churches by the dozen wanna guide our hands, sell the whole world over to pollution, war and greed. Rip it all, bury my heart at wounded knee. Everybody sing, bury my heart at wounded knee. I don't hear you, come on, bury my heart at wounded knee. One time, come on. Much money. Bury my heart at wounded knee. Deep in the earth, cover me with the blue lights. Deep in the earth.
ITT, Alcan, Kaiser, Canadian Imperial Bank of Commerce.
spread red carpet. One thing we have to tell all of us, so watch out. Adam Mercy. Watch me now. It name murder me wrote and me no take back me chat. Shuffle the date me and the queen in a the park. Look how me cute and sexy like that. And me plant the can so no better watch that. Show me step up in a life, them want to give me a fight. Show me look cute and them no look too right. They call and need to over me, man a fight. And that now one no time in a them life. Me no cut up I can model every time. Absolute niceness coming with pair rhyme. First class dress code and your style a lick. The quality, my feet come back quick, pass. Madam, me wrote and me no take back me chat.
Hi everyone, my name is Belaine Osman. I'm a student here at the U of W. My students actually call me Madam Oz. Just letting you know, CKUW has an awesome show called Fantastic Friday, and you guys should listen to it. Stay tuned.
Well, hear this. Yes, I said, tell them. Why?
Think you where you come from? As long as you're a black man,
a black woman, or a black child.
No mind your nationality. You have got the identity
and propensity.
Cause if you come from Clarendon,
it don't matter.
And if you come from Portland,
it don't matter.
And if you come from Westmoreland,
it really don't matter. Because coming to you all the way from West Africa in the country called Nigeria is the brother they call Prince Ogona, so to give you news and views from Africa. Prince Ogona!
Yes, good morning, Rasuka, and good morning to all of our listeners. Unukedu, Kekwonu, greetings from Africa. The first piece from Democracy Now, we speak with Todd Wolfson, president of the Plantif, the American Association of University Professors, and Palestinian activist Mahmoud Khalil, whose arrest and targeting by the Trump administration in March kicked off a heightened scrutiny of immigrants living and working on U.S. campuses.
This plan that has been put forward is...
This would provide us with ammunition in our legal case against the administration. And basically it affirmed what we already knew from the beginning, that this Trump administration is targeting us to chill speech across the country, chill pro-Palestine speech across the country. And they wanted to find a base for that. Like even in the core documents revealed a lot of important details about the process of targeting me and other students. They had no basis, yet they brought this foreign policy determination, and after they felt that they would lose on that, which now they did, they resorted to bringing baseless charges, fraud charges against me to have another leg to stand on. And another one other important thing about this particular ruling is that the judge said that speaking up for Palestine and for Palestinian liberation is protected, is not supporting terrorism as this administration is trying to do. And as you said, Rubio and Neom, with the support of the White House too, they technically conspired to deprive us from our freedom of speech so that they can advance their ideological agenda in this country.
Our next piece, also from Democracy Now, we speak with Palestinian human rights attorney Diana Butu, who notes that Trump's deal is certainly not a plan that is going to end the genocide. Stay tuned.
This plan that has been put forward is certainly not a plan that is going to end the genocide, What they're simply attempting to do is repackage it. And the reason that I say this is that what Israel wants is to be able to get the Israelis back, but there is no guarantee whatsoever that they're going to stop the killing of Palestinians in any way, shape, or form. Instead, what we see is that this is a plan in which Israel will continue to have the ability to continue to attack Palestinians, to continue to take over Palestinian land, to continue to attack Palestinian hospitals, schools, and so on, with absolutely no oversight and no accountability internationally or otherwise. And the idea that this is being called a peace plan is not only a farce, but is an insult to anybody who actually believes in peace. This plan is actually very, very, very vague. And one of the things that comes out of it is that, to me, it looks as though it's an Israeli plan that has been repackaged as being an American plan. And I say this because there were no Palestinians who were consulted in the creation of this plan. In fact, it was just Trump who discussed it with Arab leaders, and then Trump discussing it with Netanyahu. He didn't meet with the Palestinian president. In fact, he didn't even allow him to travel to the United States for the UN General Assembly meeting. And so there's nothing in there where there's any form of Palestinian agency. So they talk about some sort of international force, but it's not at all clear. But more than that, when they're talking about the plan calls for the Israelis to withdraw in stages. But again, at no point is there any guarantee that the Israelis will actually withdraw. All of the guarantees that are mentioned in this document are guarantees that are given to Israel. There's not a single guarantee that is given to Palestinians. So once again, rather than this being a document that is leading to the end of Israel's genocide, it's actually just a repackaging of it. And so this is my fear, is that everybody wants to see an end to this genocide. And this is why you see so many people who have said that they welcome this plan. But the part two of this plan is the part where it is terrifying, where we're going to see that rather than there being Palestinian agency, instead, the very people who have carried out this genocide, the very people who have funded this genocide, are going to be the ones who are going to be in charge of Palestinian lives.
The next piece, we speak with the grandson of Nelson Mandela, Ngozi Mandela, who is quoted saying that South Africans are beneficiaries of international solidarity, those that rallied behind our cause and stood aside in supporting the anti-apartheid movement, ensured that we attained our freedom in our lifetime.
We are currently on the Mediterranean Sea and have entered the yellow zone, which in the next 20 hours we should be entering the red zone, where many of the flotillas previously have been intercepted, abducted by the Israeli forces. We, as the delegation from South Africa, joined the global Sumud flotilla from the southern tip of Africa, going to the northern tip of Africa in Tunisia, because we wanted to come together united as Africans to sail under one mission with the other participants who had sailed from Barcelona. But for us, this Global Sumud Flotilla is about the unity of Africans, but also the Global South coming together with the Global North in standing and showing its solidarity towards the Palestinian cause. We therefore are in the Mediterranean Sea with about 50 boats that are sailing to Gaza in a means to break the blockade and end the siege that has been ongoing for the past 17 years.
We have another piece also from Democracy Now! In this piece, we speak with Black liberation activists and we speak with the different protesters demanding Netanyahu's arrest and an end to Israel's genocide in Gaza. Stay tuned for that.
No, no, with occupation!
I'm
Nazi Issa. I'm with the Palestinian Youth Movement, and we're here to demand the arrest of Netanyahu, the wanted war criminal, and to demand an arms embargo on Israel for its genocide against Palestinians. Well, you know, he's not going to come to the UN without meeting the resistance of this city. You know, and we're seeing, you know, that now we even have a mayoral candidate who's saying that if he's elected mayor, he won't allow Netanyahu to set foot in this city without arresting him. And so we're seeing the growing international isolation of Netanyahu, his bloc, and Israel, and that's what we're here to solidify. Symbolic rejection of Netanyahu isn't enough. Turning their backs on Netanyahu isn't enough. They need to take action as member states of the United Nations and impose real sanctions, an arms embargo, and a trade embargo on Israel.
My name is Reed Brody. I'm an international war crimes prosecutor. Benjamin Netanyahu has been indicted by the International Criminal Court for war crimes, crimes against humanity, for using starvation as a weapon of war. He is a fugitive from justice. States that are parties to the ICC have a duty to arrest him, and even states like the United States, which aren't parties, have a duty to arrest a war criminal. The United States is complicit in the war crimes being committed in Israel. The bombs that are being used to destroy Palestinian homes and schools and houses are American bombs. The campaign of extermination that Israel is carrying out is being done with American political support. The United States should be arresting him, not saving him.
My name is Nida Alafi. I'm a member of the Palestinian Youth Movement, and I'm here with the thousands of people to say, you know, Netanyahu should not be at the UNGA. Actually, he should be tried for his crimes at The Hague. And, you know, we're all here the same way we have been for the past 2 years, demanding that governments and leaders take real action to end the genocide that has only escalated, right? For it to have reached this level of atrocities and for him to still have a spot at the UNGA is absolutely egregious. And that's why I think now more than ever, people are more agitated, people are more angry. I mean, we see in Italy, you know, millions of people have gone on strike, right? And here the streets are filled with thousands of people when Netanyahu's room, when he was speaking to the UNGA, was mostly empty.
My name is Lita Hirschman Levy, and I'm a member of Jewish Voice for Peace. I'm disgusted that our country would allow this war criminal here. There is no reason for him to be here. He should be locked up. He should not have any power as far as I'm concerned. He is a war criminal. He is perpetuating and creating a genocide in Gaza. He is murdering thousands of Palestinians. This is not in the name of Jewish safety. It is goes against everything that Judaism stands for. I'm horrified that this is happening in my name as a Jewish person. I'm the descendant of Holocaust survivors. My grandparents were Holocaust survivors. He is not welcome here. He is a war criminal, and this has to end. Palestine needs to be free, liberated, with the right to return home.
Our next one is from the Mgozi now. We speak with the Black Liberation Activist Asata Shakur, who died on September 25th, 2025, at the age of 78. She passed away in Cuba, where she received political asylum in 1984 after escaping the U.S. prison system, and where she continued to reside for decades despite U.S. attempts to capture and extradite her. Stay tuned.
I am a descendant of Africans who were kidnapped and brought to the Americas as slaves. I spent my early childhood in a racist, segregated South. I later moved to the northern part of the country, where I realized that black people were equally victimized by racism and oppression. I grew up and became a political activist, participating in student struggles, the anti-war movement, and most of all, in the movement for the liberation of African Americans in the United States. I later joined the Black Panther Party, an organization that was targeted by the COINTELPRO program, a program that was set up by the Federal Bureau of Investigation to eliminate all political opposition to the U.S. government's policies to destroy the black liberation movement in the United States, to discredit activists, and to eliminate potential leaders Under the COINTELPRO program, many political activists were harassed, imprisoned, murdered, or otherwise neutralized. As a result of being targeted by COINTELPRO, I, like many other young people, was faced with the threat of prison, underground, exile, or death. The FBI, with the help of local police agencies, systematically fed false accusations and fake news articles to the press, accusing me and other activists of crimes we did not commit. Although in my case the charges were eventually dropped or I was eventually acquitted, the national and local police agencies created a situation where, based on their false accusations against me, any police officer could shoot me on sight. It was not until the Freedom of Information Act was passed in the mid-70s that we began to see the scope of the United States government's persecution of political activists. At this point, I think that it is important to make one thing very clear. I have advocated, and I still advocate, revolutionary changes in the structure and in the principles that govern the United States. I advocate self-determination for my people and for all oppressed people inside the United States.
Next, we speak with leading Al Jazeera reporter Hanim Mahmoud, who discusses the toll of reporting on the genocide, despite Israel's repeated targeted assassinations of journalists in Gaza, including many with Al Jazeera.
We did not leave Gaza City until it was extremely difficult for us to stay around the office premise that we were operating it from. Israeli ongoing bombardment has reached as far as the heart of Gaza City, where the majority of displaced families were sheltering after they were forcibly pushed out of their homes from the eastern part of the city, from the northern western, the northern central, and from the southern west, southern central and the southern western part of Gaza City, in a form that resembled sandwiching people in the middle and keep pushing them toward the western part of the city. The day we decided to leave, a vehicle carrying displaced families just passed through the office premise we were staying in, was struck three times by the Israeli military. It panicked the whole area. The explosion just struck the entire neighborhood, caused a state of panic and fear. And quite honestly, that was very threatening to everyone in that particular neighborhood, where people start to moving one street away, one neighborhood away from that particular area. And that's only the tip of the of everything that we experienced over the past month. That was just one example of the ongoing unfolding horror that across Gaza City people experience on daily basis, from targeting residential towers into displacement sites, into destroying public facilities and infrastructure, critical infrastructures, hospitals and other means of lives across Gaza City have been completely destroyed, to the point people started to feel that there's no point of staying there as long as there are none of these elements existing to support their existence in that area. Start moving either one street away, one neighborhood away, or simply take the coastal road in search of safety in central and southern part of Gaza Strip.
On September 10th, along with several airstrikes,
Next, we speak with Nicole Jafana, Middle East and North African researcher for human rights. She notes that recent Israeli strikes on newspaper offices in Yemen killed 31 journalists and media support workers, making it the deadliest attack on journalists anywhere in the world in 16 years.
On September 10th, along with several airstrikes that Israeli forces carried out in Yemen, they targeted what the Houthis describe as their moral guidance directorate's headquarters, which houses a media complex in the center of Sana'a. We're talking about the very center of the city, which is incredibly packed with people. It's right next to the old city of Sana'a, which is a UNESCO World Heritage Site. And the strikes occurred in the evening, on a Wednesday evening, where it happened to be that one of the newspapers that's housed in this media complex was actually producing its paper for the next day. They produce a weekly paper that goes out every Thursday. And on this Wednesday evening, many journalists were inside of this media complex to produce the paper for the next day. And so when the attacks occurred, they ultimately killed, according to, you know, mainly Houthi-based sources, including one of the newspapers, 31 journalists. They also killed civilians who were walking on the street at the time, and one child was also killed in the attack. And we're talking, again, about, you know, these are civilians. Civilians have been killed in numerous Israeli attacks on Yemen, and this is just yet another situation in which Israeli forces are killing journalists, as they've already done in Gaza, as they've done in Lebanon, in a new territory, and thus far have not received the international condemnation that they should be.
For this last piece, we go to Black Agenda Radio. Speaker Darryl Jenkins, founder of One People's Project. This project seeks to combat right-wing, white supremacist groups and individuals by exposing their threats to the world. Stay tuned.
We eventually started doing was go after and basically profile people, anyone that was dealing with white supremacy in general. And that wasn't just the fringe that were calling themselves neo-Nazis and calling themselves the Klan, not just them. We were showing people the connections that they had, that those particular so-called fringe elements had with mainstream right-wing elements. And we've been pretty successful about with that over the past 25 years, where it was basically demanding patriotism. And anybody that devolved from that, moved away from that, and started being critical of how the United States was, or rather, I should say, the country was actually was trying to demonize Muslims, and at the time, we didn't even know who was responsible for 9/11. And anytime we was critical of Bush or anybody on the right, they did the exact same thing they're doing now. Just look at what happened to the Dixie Chicks back in the day. And it really, if you really want to start going back into history, you have to you look at what they're doing with Charlie Kirk now. It reminds everybody, it reminds people who know of a guy back in the day, way back in the day, by the name of Horst Wessel. He was a stormtrooper. He was from Nazi Germany. He was a public speaker for the party, for the Nazi party. And he was killed by, they said, two communists who was trying to evict him out of his apartment because he didn't pay his rent. They turned that into the same thing that we're seeing now with the Nazis did, turned it into what we're seeing with Charlie Kirk today. I find it really interesting that there were two individuals that were speaking, Jack Posobiec and Stephen Miller. Those two individuals spoke at this rally. You can call it a funeral all you want, but it was really just a rally. Those two individuals actually worked with Richard Spencer at some points in their careers. And that tells you everything that you need to know about who Charlie Kirk was. I met Charlie Kirk early on. He was at the Democratic Convention back in 2016, trying to gin up things. I didn't know his name yet, but eventually he started making himself known. And in the end, it's not something that we haven't seen before. And that means we also know how to fight it.
Yes. So those were all our pieces from Democracy Now! On Black Agenda Radio. Hopefully you enjoyed all those pieces.
They had one on Thursday that I wanted, but did not. But
busy, I don't know how to call and tell. Hey, run this.
Yeah, that's all right. Might be fun for next week. Anyway, you're still listening to Fantastic Friday on CKW95.9 FM in Winnipeg, Manitoba. We're still trying to get a hold of Ibrahim, but in the meantime, we still have our 4 hour lined up.
Yeah. I don't care if your nanny was black. Or you ate grits for breakfast every morning, and you knew a girl in high school, a black girl, and she was nice. I don't care if your nanny was black, because Michael Griffiths is dead, killed by white youths who got her free, even though witnesses testified to their crime. So I don't care, you hear? I don't care, because black woman Tawana Brawley was raped by 4 white cops who are still out on the street, and Donald Trump takes out a 3-page ad in the New York Times calling for the death of 6 black youth accused of raping a white woman. So I don't care if your nanny was black and you ate grits for breakfast every morning and you knew a black girl in high school and she was nice. I don't care, you hear? I don't care.
Because
for too long we have held our pain in our very flesh. For too long our bleeding hearts in our chest. For too long our eyes have seen what they can no longer bear to see. Our anger will rise like a red flood and spread across this land. Tear down monuments built on our blood and cast away false idols, and we will tear down this wall, tear down